大家同心默祷。
Let's all bow our head and pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名，开始我们晚上的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin our night's evening service.
唱诗145首。
Sing hymn 145.
心跪下祷告，求主带领祝福我们晚上的聚会。
Let's all kneel down, pray, and in one accord to ask the Lord to guide our evening service.
一起祷告。 感谢神带领我们晚上一起聚会敬拜神。
Thank God that He has guided us so that we can all fellowship in service.
晚上跟大家来谈信心与眼见。
Tonight we'll share with everyone the topic of faith and sight.
我们先请看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's first look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章，我们请看，从第六节看。
So let's start from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6.
第六节，第七节。
Verse 6 and 7.
所以我们时常坦然无惧，并且晓得我们住在身内，便与主相离，因我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。在这里，保罗提到说，我们在世上啊，行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
Right here, Paul tells us that in our life on earth, that as we live by faith and not by we walk by faith and not by sight.
我们跟世人同样在这个世上生活、行事为人。
Just like everyone else, we live in this world.
最大不同就是在这里。一般世人是凭着眼见。
The biggest difference is focused on that every most majority live by sight.
他们无论做什么事情啊，行事啊，或者说做人，都是凭着人的眼界。
No matter what they do in every situation, they focus everything on sight.
但是我们信徒啊就不一样。
As for us Christians, it is different.
信徒不是凭着眼界，而是凭着信心。
The members are to walk by faith, but not by sight.
那信心跟眼见到底有什么差别？
Now you may ask, what is the difference between faith and sight?
我们先来谈谈信，什么是信心。
First, let us talk about what is faith.
看希伯来书第十一章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
第一节
First one.
希伯来书第十一章第一节，这里
在
讲到什么是信心。
Here it records what is faith.
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
So faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
这个信心呢，是看到所盼望的事情。
Faith is something that you hope for.
看到未来还没有看见的事情呢，因着信心呢，看得见，而且呢，很有把握。
Faith is through having hope that what you can't see in the future.
那么这个所盼望的跟未见的事情，就是神对我们所应许的事情。
And the hope for what is in the future is this promise that God gives us.
信心可以让我们看见神所应许的事情。
This faith allows us to see the promise that God gives us.
而且呢，相信这些都是可以实现的。
Even to believe that this promise will be fulfilled.
这个就是信心。
And that is what faith is.
所以信心呢，看见神的应许。
So faith is to be the ability to see the promise of God.
那眼见呢？
So now what is sight?
眼见不能看到明天的事。
In sight, you can't see the things that will happen tomorrow.
眼见只能看到眼前的事情。
Sight can only allow you to see things before you.
不知道明天到底怎么样。
You won't know what will happen tomorrow.
所以，人如果凭眼见。
Therefore, if man walks by sight,
那可能就会随着眼前所发生的事情，随着 这一些事情，我们会我们的心呢就会跟着这样浮动。
Then we will be influenced by the things that we see around us.
眼前的环境不好，我们心就很担心。
When the situations around us are not good.Then our hearts will not be good either.
眼前好像一片，这风平浪静，我们就认为说平安无事了。
If the situation and environment around us is smooth, then we feel that there is peace.
这个是一般人呢，都是凭着这样看。
And this is the majority of what people see in life.
但是保罗说，我们在世上呢，是时常不管什么时候。都是坦然无惧的。
But Paul tells us that we,
无论什么时候，都坦然无惧，不害怕。
That no matter what happens, we have confident.
为什么会这样？
Why is this so?
是因为是凭信心的，不是凭眼见。
The reason is that we live by faith and not by sight.
虽然眼睛所看到的是让人害怕的，这个现在的这个担心害怕的环境。
Although the environment around you scares you, you still are confident.
但是我们并不是凭着眼见，不是凭着眼见，不是凭着眼见看。
But we are not using our sight.
我们是用信心看见。神的应许。
We use our faith to see the promise of God.
所以你看见神，你就不害怕。
So when you see God, you will not be afraid.
如果看到的是没有看见神，只有看到世上所发生的这些事情。
So if you don't see God and you only see the situations around you,
我们就会担心。
Then we will.Begin to worry.
所以在世上的人看到哇，现在环境怎么样？大家就一直开始很在这个不安了。
So when a situation arises, then everyone will have no peace in their hearts and begin to worry.
这个世界总是有很多事情叫人担心的嘛。
In this world, there are many situations that allow man to worry.
而且说。天有不测的风云呢、也是这个天气不会天天 都是那么好，天气那么好嘛。
So for example, the weather will not be the best every day.
它变化很快。
It could change to in bad weather.
那人的心情就变成好像这样，哇，也是这样变化。
Then our emotion on a day-to-day basis will also fluctuate.
但是我们凭着信心呢，就不一样。
But if we walk by faith, then it's going to be a different story.
不管是天晴也好，阴天也好，下雨也好，刮风也好。
No matter if it rains or it's bad weather.
我们的心总是很平静，很安稳。
Our hearts are eventually peaceful and very calm.
这个就是信心。
And that is what faith is.
所以说今天呢，我们要懂得，不再像还没有信主以前那样，是凭眼见在行事为人，而是要凭着信心。
So let us not be like before we believed to walk by sight, but rather to walk by faith and not by sight.
我们来看这个实例，比较容易清楚。
Let's look at an example to have more clear understanding.
我们看一下《创世纪》二十六章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 26.
创世纪二十六章。
Genesis chapter 26.
这个是以撒所碰到的环境。
This is where the environment that Isaac encountered.
在二十六章这里提到以撒在住在基拉尔的地方啊，啊遇到了饥荒。
In this chapter, it records that Isaac had encountered a famine.
啊，这个第一节那里说，在以撒在基拉尔的地方呢，啊，遇到饥荒。
In verse 1, in the land of Gerar, he encountered famine.
那遇到饥荒的时候怎么办？一定要赶快离开到啊，有没有饥荒的地方，才能够生活。
So when it happened that he encountered famine, he must leave the place in order to continue to live.
这个是人人都知道的事情。
This is something that everyone knows.
这个就凭眼见。
This is what we call living by sight.
一定要赶快离开这个地方，不然的话就没有办法生存。
That you must leave this place immediately, otherwise you cannot continue to live.
因为他们是牧羊的人。
Because they are a people of shepherd.
可是第二节神向他显现，对他说：“你不要离开啊，不要下埃及去。”
However, in verse 2, the Lord appears to him and tells him not to go down to Egypt and not to leave.
因为迦南地有饥荒呢，那只有埃及那边可以去啊。
Because in the land of Canaan there was famine, and only in Egypt there wasn't.
那神就告诉他说：“你不要下埃及去，住在我所指示你的地，就住在这个地方，饥荒这个地方。”
But the Lord told him not to leave the land that he tells them about, and just to live at that place.
好，那第三节神就给他应许。
In verse 3, God tells him of his promise.
这个应许是未来的。
This promise is of the future.
不是现在。
Not of the present.
他说：“你寄居这地，我必与你同在，赐福给你。”
That, sojourn in this land, and I will be with you and bless you.
啊，这个是神的应许。
This is the promise of God.
你住在这个饥荒的地方，啊，我与你同在，啊，赐福给你。
If you live in this land of famine, I will be with you and bless you.
那现在以撒就有两种选择。
Now Isaac has two options.
他是要凭着信心呢，还是要凭着眼见？
Must he walk by faith or by sight?
如果凭着眼见的话，那就赶快离开这个地方，下埃及去。
If it is according to sight, then he must immediately leave this place and go to Egypt.
如果要凭着信心呢，相信神的话，相信神的应许，那就住下来。
If he believes in the promise of God, then he will live there.
放心的住下来。
He will peacefully live there.
好，那看以撒怎么样选择。
Let us take a look at what option Isaac had chosen.
看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
说以撒就住在基拉尔。
It says that Isaac dwelt in Gerar.
哦，可见他是信心的选择。
And we can see that he chose the option of walking by faith.
他相信神的应许。
He believed in the promise of God.
他安心的住下来。
He lived there peacefully.
好，那住下来看看怎么做。
Let's continue to see what happened.
看十二节。
Look at verse 12.
十二节说，以撒在那地耕种，那一年有百倍的收成。主啊，赐福给他，他就昌大，日增月盛，成了大富户。
Verse 12, then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous.
Oh, 信心呢的结果是这样子。
This is a result of your faith.
他相信神的应许。
He believed in the promise of God.
所以他就住在那个地方，饥荒的地方，就是不下雨，不下雨。但土都是干的，没有水。可是呢，他用凭着信心去耕种。
So from believing in the promise of God, though there was not rain, his land still began to grow.
这个就是凭信心呢，行事为人。
This is how we live by faith as man.
做这种没有果效的事情，这个人家会讥笑。
This is something that will.You think has no result, and people will laugh at.
啊， 天都不下雨，这个土都是干的，你去种的干什么？你种那个，人家会笑，会讥笑你，你这么笨，这个种子下去还有什么用呢？它不会生长的。
It does not rain, and you continue to sow, obviously it will not grow. They will think that how silly of you to continue to sow.
但是呢，他不凭眼见，他不会想这些，这个是人的想法。他是用信心的，相信神的，神所说的，我必赐福给你，啊，相信这个，这个是神的话。
But he doesn't live by sight. He just focuses on the promise of God that God will bless you.
凭眼见的话，这个去播种、去耕种是没有用的。
If you live according to sight, you'll feel that no matter how much you sow, you will never grow.
但是他凭着信心呢，就看到神的应许。那个是实在的，神会赐福给我，所以我种的时候是神会赐福给我。我每种一粒下去，就是神会赐福给我，就是信心的种子，这样去耕种。
But if you live according to faith, that no matter where you sow, that it will definitely grow.
结果怎么样
？And what is the result?
神那一年呢，就饥荒那一年呢。
It was that year that God made him prosperous.
众人都没有耕种，也没有收成。
Everybody else did not follow and did not reap either.
只有以撒一个人呢，傻傻的在那边耕种，在那边耕种。
Only Isaac, how silly of him to continue to sow.
结果他所得到的是平常有下雨的时候的收成的一百倍。
And he, as he began to reap,He reaped a hundredfold.
这个就是信心。
And that is what we call faith.
所以越是在这种时候呢，越是我们要显出信心的时候，哎，这个是很重要。
So it is particular in these cases that it requires us to have more faith.
这是以撒的信心。
And this is the faith of Isaac.
这是一个很大的考验。
This is a very large trial.
因为这个饥荒是个整个全地整个他所居住的这个迦南地啊，都遇到饥荒。
Because this famine encompasses the whole land of Canaan.
好像现在啊，世界不景气，尤其是美国。
In this world today, it's not stable, especially in the U.S. in America.
大家都很担心哇，怎么样？什么困难？哦，很多困难会临到。
Everybody worries that there are so many problems, so much problems, and everybody has encountered many problems.
所以很多人心就动起来，哎呀，赶快要找出路啊，搞出路啊，找出路啊，我要冲到哪里，下到埃及这样。
So it moves your heart to find a way out to go to Egypt.
那我们今天在基督里面的人怎么样
？So what do the people in Christ need to do？
我们要凭着信心。
We need to live according to the faith.
相信神的应许。
To believe in the promise of God.
因为神让我住在这个地方。
Because God allows you to live in this area.
神会让我饿死吗？
Will God willingly allow you to hunger?
不会的。
He will not.
因为我是他的儿女。
Because we are his children.
天父会看顾的。
The Heavenly Father will watch over you.
他必与我们同在。
He will definitely be with you.
实际上他就与我们同在。
In actuality, He is with us.
那神跟我们同在要做什么？
So when God abides with us, what will He
要天天看顾我们，赐福给我们呢？
Every day, He watches over us and blesses us.
不然神同在有什么意思？
Otherwise, His abidance has no meaning.
这个就是我们的信心。
And that is what our faith is.
以撒是抓住神的应许，神必与我同在，赐福给我，就是这么样，抓住了，他就放心的去耕种。照常去过他的生活，
so Isaac holds on to
没有什么影响，没有什么影响。
Isaac holds on to the promise of God that God will bless me, so I will continue to sow.
他不受到饥荒的影响。
He is not influenced by the famine.
这个就是我们凭信心的所的表现。
And this is the manifestation of living by faith.
我觉得说我们今天呢，在活在这个世上。很重要，就是要懂得怎么样凭着信心来行事为人。
And to live by faith is that how you will show it on your daily basis.
来得到神的赐福，很清楚的神的赐福。
in order to receive the blessing of God, you need to clearly understand the promise of God.
如果在平常啊，风调雨顺的时候，哇，收成很好。
If you receive a lot of results in bad weather,
不稀奇，不稀奇啊，没有什么稀奇啊。
It's not that strange.
这个就是说风调雨顺啊，收获很多嘛，啊，这个是自然的事情。
Because that is something that naturally happens.
可是现在是饥荒啊，饥荒。
But right now it is famine.
是不可能有收成的。
There is no reason for you can't receive any crops. But we see that he received a hundredfold.
这个从哪里来？
Where had this come from?
神赐福，很简单。
It's the blessing of God.
没有人敢否认这个事情。
There's no one that can doubt this.
所以所有的人都知道，这个以撒是蒙神赐福的人。
So everybody knows that Isaac is someone blessed by God.
神就荣耀了。
And God was glorified.
所以在我们看一下啊，看这个第这一章的二十八节。
Let's look at verse 28.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
他们对以撒说：“我们明明的看见神与你同在。
”And they said, "We have certainly seen that the Lord is with you."
啊，二十九节。
29.
最后说你是蒙神赐福的。
The latter part says you are now the blessed of the Lord.
众人明明看见，而且很清楚地明白，以撒是神同在，蒙神赐福。
This is something that everyone clearly sees that he's someone that Lord is with and blessed by God.
你看，这是神对以撒说的话。
These are the words that God spoke to Isaac.
你住在这个地方，我必与你同在。要赐福给你，就是这两句话。
You live in this area, God will be with him and bless him. These are the truth.
结果大家都看见了。
And as a result, everyone has seen.
所有那个地方人都很清楚看见，啊，神与以撒同在，而且蒙神赐福。
All the people of the area had seen that God was with him and God had blessed him.
这个就是信心。
And this is what faith is.
所以今天呢，我们要这个最好的时刻，最好时刻。
So today this is the best time.
我听到一个弟兄啊，
I encountered a brother.
很奇妙。
It was
是在最不景气啊，人家很难找工作的时候。
In the most difficult time to find a job.
有工作就变成没有工作。
Even if you had a job, you ended up not having one.
他就在那个时候找到最好的工作。
It was at that time that he found the best job.
还有一个。
And another one.
大家都生意都很差的时候。
When it was a time where everyone's business was bad.
他的生意却比平常更好。
It was this, his business was the best.
这些才会显明出来。
This is something that you can see.
神同在，蒙神赐福，这样才会显明出来。
You can see where God is abiding and God blesses.
这样才会表现出说信心跟眼见差别在哪里。
This is how you can see if you have faith and without faith.
所以今天我们需要学习，凭着信心，不要凭眼见。
Today is very important for us to learn that we need faith and not sight.
但是如果我们没有真正有信心。
However, we don't really have faith in God.
我们没有办法。没有办法坚持。
We cannot continue.
我们会担心，会害怕的。
We will worry and we will be afraid.
如果真的有信心，就不担心，也不害怕。
If you truly have faith, you will not worry nor be afraid.
像保罗所说的。
It's just like what Paul said.
我们时常都是坦然无惧的。
That in all times we are confident.
这个就是信心跟眼见不同的地方。
And this is the difference between faith and sight.
这个是在生活上啊，我们会碰到的啊。
And these are the incidences that we will encounter in life.
所以在这个时候，最不景气的时候，那最能够显出我们的信心的时候。
It is when the times are the worst that it is the best time to show our faith.
也是我们要学习信心的时候。
And the time where we learn to have faith.
这个是在生活上啊，来学习信心。
And this is how we can learn to live by faith in our daily lives.
另外，我们再看一件事情。
Let us take a look at another situation.
看这个《民数记》。
Let's look at
十三章。
Numbers chapter 13.
民数记十三章这里记载啊，以色列人出埃及之后。
Numbers chapter 13 record the time where the Israelites leave.
那么他们要求说去迦南地啊。先派十二个人去探一探那个地方的情况怎么样。
So the Israelites sent spies to look at the area of Canaan.
因为神应许啊，要把他们带到迦南地，那个是牛奶与蜜之地。
God had promised them that He will lead them into the land of Canaan that flows of milk and honey.
这个是神对亚伯拉罕的应许。
This is the promise that God had given Abraham.
现在要成全了。
And he will fulfill it.
经过四百多年了，要成全神对亚伯拉罕所应许的。
It was over 400 years that God will fulfill the promise to Abraham.
要把迦南地赐给以色列人。
To give the land of Canaan to the Israelites.
现在把他们带出埃及，经过旷野要到迦南地去。
And the Lord had brought them out of the land of Egypt and through the wilderness into the land of Canaan.
那其实这段路啊，三天就可以到，三天就可以到。
In actuality, this pathway could be walked within 3 days.
所以在摩西啊，他们对法老说，我们要离开，走三天的路程，去敬拜神，就是三天的路程就可以到神所应许的地方敬拜神。
Recall when Moses talked to the Pharaoh that he requests to leave to the land of Canaan within 3 days.
所以他们出埃及以后，
after they left the land of Egypt,
再安定下来，
they had settled down.
就想说要进迦南地，就看得见了啊，走了，这路已经到这个旁边了啊，迦南地就要进去了。
When they have come to the side of Canaan, they were about to enter.
他们说，我们先去探一下，去看看。
They thought they wanted to first spy out the land first.
十二个族长，十二个支派，一个支派选一个人，十二个支派，十二个人呢，一起去看迦南地。
So they chose 12 people from the 12 tribes to go spy the land of Canaan.
那么然后呢，经过四十天。然后详细的每个地方去看，看得很详细。
So throughout 40 days, they examined the whole area.
所以25节那里说，过40天他们就回来了。
So in verse 25, it says after 40 days, they had returned.
那回来的时候他们就有报告。
So when they returned, they had to give a report.
开始的时候啊，哇，这个把那个地方啊，看到哇，那个葡萄啊，真的是。一串葡萄，两个人这样抬回来。
So, they each person had brought a cluster of grapes as they carried it back home.
要给大家做证据说，哇，那个地方真的是像神所说的，是牛奶与蜜之地。
They brought it back to show everyone that that land was indeed a land flowing of milk and honey.
但是呢，他们又说，在二十八节。
They continue in verse 28.
说然而住在那个地的民强壮，诚意又很坚固宽大。
And they reported that the people who dwelt there were strong and they were very large.
并且我们在那里看见亚纳族的人呐、亚玛利人住在南地，赫人、耶布斯人、亚摩利人住在山地，迦南住在海边，并且约旦河边。
They saw the Amalekites dwelling in the south, the Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites that dwelled in the mountains, the Canaanites that dwelled along the sea and the banks of the Jordan.
这就是他们所观察到的这个情况。
These are what they had examined throughout the area.
那现在呢，他们有两种不同的看法。
Now they have two different views.
看三十节啊。
Let's look at verse 30.
这个迦勒在摩西的面前呢、安抚百姓说：“我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们是足能得胜。”
And Caleb he quiets the people and tells them to go up once and take possession, for the land is they are able to overcome it.
这个迦勒啊，虽然看到的是一样， 看似的他是用信心说话。
Now Caleb saw everything that everyone else had saw, but he spoke with faith.
他说不用害怕，虽然那个城市坚固了，他们是强壮的，哦，但是呢，我们不要害怕。
He tells them that even though the land is fortified and they are strong, but let us not be afraid.
因为这个是神的应许。
Because this is the promise of God.
不是凭我们的本事。
It is not according to our ability.
我们只要相信神的应许。
All we need to do is believe in the,
我们立刻相信
the power of God.
得这个神应许的地。
Let us have courage and overcome it.
我们有足够的可以 能立刻胜过他们。
We have full ability to overcome it.
但是另外一些人怎么说？
But what had the other people said?
31节。
Verse
31. 那些跟他同去的人呢？哦，另外十个人，怎么说？
The 11 men that had gone up with him.
说我们不能上去攻击那民。
They said that we are not able to go up against the people.
因为他们比我们强壮。
For they are stronger than we.
这个就是凭眼见。
This is according to their sight.
一比较一下，哇，他们比我们强壮，高大的人，我们是这样矮的，不行，不能。
They were comparing that these people were more stronger than we are. We cannot do it.
还有人说。
And there were some that said.
说论到我们所看到的地啊，像以色列人啊，那些报恶信。说我们所窥探经过的地啊，是吞吃居民之地。
And over there, they continue to say that the people in there devour its inhabitants.
啊，我们在那里呀，所看见的人民呢，都身量高大。
And the people that were living there, they were of great stature.
他就吃人的，吃人的货，那更可怕。
And after they heard that they eat people, they were even more afraid.
啊，所以很多人吓破胆了，哈，我们去了刚好给他吃掉。
So they're afraid that if they go in, then they'll be eaten.
哦，在下还有人说。我们在那里看见了亚纳族人呢，就是伟人，他们都是伟人的后裔。哇，那更可怕了。
And they were even more afraid when they heard that the descendants of Anak were giants, and that was even more frightening.
说据我们看自己啊，就好像蚱蜢一样，蚱蜢。
So they saw themselves as grasshoppers.
那据他们看我们呢，我们也是蚱蜢。
So when they see us, then we're grasshoppers.
所以我们在他们面前啊，好像蚱蜢一下子就被吃掉了。
So as we are before them, we'll be like grasshoppers and being eaten.
这个就是眼见的结果啊。
This is the result of living by faith.
因为你看到了，又开始害怕的时候，心里面就变成蚱蜢了。我就变成马上收了，本来没有差那么多了，就高一点而已。现在因为一害怕，一害怕，唰就收了，你就变成蚱蜢了。
So when you see a frightening scene, your heart begins to shrink and you become a grasshopper. Originally, they were not that much taller.
这个就是眼见的结果。
This is the result of your sight.
那这加勒跟耶稣呀，他就凭信心，相信神的应许，相信神的赐福。
So we see that Caleb and Joshua had believed in God's promise.
我们马上相信。一定可以得胜，马上。
Let us immediately go. We will definitely overcome it.
可是其他十个人呢？说不能上去，不能上去。
However, the other 10 said that we must not go up.
一上去就被吃掉了。
Once we go in, we'll be eaten.
哇，这个差别太大了。
And this is a great difference.
那百姓怎么选择？
So what did the people choose?
因为人凭眼见。十比二，多数觉得你十比二，你要怎么样？谁得胜啊
？So it is 10 versus 2 of the faith versus the sight.
两个有信心的，十个凭眼见的。
There's 2 versus 10 of that they're fighting against.
看14章第1节。
Let's look at chapter 14, verse 1.
会众听了以后啊，这个大声喧然。大声喧嚷，那一夜百姓都哭嚎，哭了。
So the congregation had all lifted up their voices and cried, and they all wept that night.
都吓破胆了。
They were all so frightened.
整个百姓都哭了，闹了。
All the people had cried and wept.
像摩西发怨言呢。
They murmured against Moses.
说大不多我们就早死在埃及就好了。
They said that we should have died earlier in the land of Egypt.
何必到来死在这个旷野呢？
Why must we die in this wilderness?
大家都开始发怨言。
And everyone had began to murmur.
有时候又怨发神，说神为什么把我们带到这个地方来，倒在刀下。
They started to complain. Why did the Lord bring us to this land to fall by the sword?
信心就眼见的结果很可怕，就怨叹神了，不满神了，这样。
This is such a scary scene as we see the result of their sight.
哇，这样下去怎么办？
How will they continue like this?
再接下去更可怕了，第四节。
We continue on, it's even worse in verse 4.
是众人就彼此说，我们不如立一个首领回埃及去吧。
They said to one another, let us select a leader and return to Egypt.
现在他们不要神了，也不要摩西。
Now they don't want God and they even don't want Moses.
因为他们把我们带到这边来，根本就是要让我们死在旷野。
Because they felt that they were brought there just to die.
他们要自己另外找一个人比较厉害的带他们回埃及。
They wanted to pick someone stronger to bring them back to Egypt.
哇，摩西一听啊，糟糕了。
And when Moses heard this, he was in big trouble.
赶快俯伏在会众的面前。
He immediately fell before the children of Israel.
这个时候啊，摩西说，这样子的话，太得罪神了。
Moses felt that if it was this way, then he would feel great guilt toward the Lord.
这个当中啊，就约书亚又跑出来。
And it was at this moment that Joshua came out.
跟加勒两个人呢，哇，看到百姓这样，知道大家都失去对神失去信心了，哇，他们就撕了衣服啊，哇，在这个神的面前呢。
And together, Joshua and Caleb had saw this scenario that they had tore their clothes in front of God.
用信心的话呢，要安抚百姓，要把百姓的心呢再挽回过来。
They wanted to use their faith to turn the hearts of the Israelites back.
所以他们对全会众说：“我们所看到经过的地方啊，是一个非常美的地方。”
They had encouraged the people that the land that we passed through was an exceedingly good land.
那神如果喜悦我们呢，一定会带我们领进去那个地。
So if the Lord delights in us, then He will bring us into this land and He will give it to us.
他会把那个流奶与蜜的地赐给我们的。
He will give us the land that flows of milk and honey to us.
这个就是信心的话。
And this is the words of faith.
相信神的应许。
That you believe in the promise of God.
然后劝他们说，你们不可以背叛神的。
He encourages them not to rebel against the Lord.
我们不要怕那个地的居民，不要怕他们的。
Let us not fear the people of the land.
因为他们是我们的食物啊。
Because they are our bread.
并且啊，保护他们的已经离开了。
And that their protection has already departed from them.
好，接下来说，有神与我们同在。
And continue to tell them that the Lord is with us.
不要怕他们。
Do not fear them.
这个就是信心了。有神，看到神，有神与我们同在，这个就是信心了。
This is faith that you see God and God is with you.
所以不要怕。
Therefore, do not be afraid.
我们一定可以得胜的。他是我们的食，他们是我们的食物。
They can definitely overcome, for they are our bread.
但是全会众呢，听不进去。
However, the congregation could not listen to it.
哦，大家听了反而生气了，拿石头要打耶稣呀跟加勒。打死他们两个人。
In turn, they got angry and used stones to throw at Joshua and Caleb.
他们认为这个两个人是要害他们的。
They thought that these two were to harm them.
要害他们去给那些迦南人吃掉的。
To harm them and allow them to be eaten by the land of Canaanites.
不相信神，也不相信人。
They do not believe in God, nor do they believe in man.
所以要拿石头打死他们两个人。
So they used stones to stone them to death.
这个时候突然间神出现了。
But it was at this moment that the Lord had presented
himself. 神之间的荣光，天上荣光一照，哦，吓到，大家吓到了。
God had shown his light among the congregation.
那石头呢？石头掉下去了，石头掉下去了。
Those who had picked up stones had dropped their stones.
马上掉下去。
One by one, they dropped.
傻住了。
They could not hold on to it.
所以神呢，就出现了，用荣光照着他们，大家那个时候就吓到了。
God used the glorious light to shine upon them, and they were all surprised.
神对摩西说：“这些百姓藐视我，要到什么时候？”
And God had told them that when will they continue to reject me?
我在他们中间行这么多的神迹奇事，他们还不相信我。
I have shown them so many miracles. How come they still do not believe me?
他说：“我要用瘟疫啊，把他们灭掉。”
I will use pestilence to destroy them.
让他们不能承受我所应许的地方。
So that they may not be able to inherit all my promises.
那就让你的让摩西啊，你的后裔去承受这个地。
So that Moses' descendants may be able to inherit the land.
哇，摩西赶快趴在神面前说：“那不能这样，不能这样。”
And Moses, he sprawled before the Lord and said that you can't do this.
摩西向神啊恳求，饶恕这些百姓的这个罪。
So Moses pleaded before the Lord so that he may forgive the sins of the people.
结果神听摩西的恳求了。
In the end, God had listened to the plea of Moses.
但是呢，有一个附带条件。
But there was one condition.
20岁以上的不能进去。
Those who are over 20 will not be able to enter.
一定要让他们呢，一直绕在，不能马上去那个地，要等到他们死掉，40年，让他就20岁以上的都死光光了，都已经死了，然后再带他们进去。
So that those who are over 20 must wander in the wilderness until they die.
因为在旷野就40年。
So they were in the wilderness for 40 years.
所以从埃及出来20岁以上的，可能他们死的最小的就60岁，60岁。死在旷野。
So those who left Egypt were around probably 20, and when they circled in the wilderness for 40 years, they ended up 60 years old.
在旷野40年，就是要把那些人磨了，让他们一个一个时间到死掉，死掉，不能亲眼去看到神所应许的。
So one by one, they had wandered in the wilderness that they may not personally see the land.
这个就是结果。
This was the result.
凭眼见看不到得不到神的应许。
That it, through your faith you will not be able to receive the promise nor see God.
只有两个人看见。
Only two people had seen.
20岁以上出埃及的只有两个，摩西不算，就是亚伦跟约书亚。
Moses does not count, but those who are over 20, only two had seen.
这两个有信心的人，凭以行信心不凭眼见的，他们看见迦南地，而且承受迦南地。
These two people had walked by faith. They had faith and not by sight.
这个就是信心跟眼见不同的地方。
This is the difference between faith and sight.
这个都是要让我们今天我们要学，所以圣经说我们要从以色列百姓他们的选民的身上来学习。
So through the Bible, it wants us to learn through the Israelites.
这些都是成为我们的见解。
And these are the testimonies to us.
所以，加勒跟约书亚是我们的榜样。
So Jacob and Joshua are our examples.
他们凭着信心跟从主，信心坚持，没有改变，没有受到任何环境的改变。
So they walk by faith as they believe in God.
所以现在我们要很重要，要像保罗所说的，我们在世行事为人，不是凭着眼见，乃是凭着信心。
So that, as just like Paul said, as men we can walk by faith and not by sight.
神是信实的神。
God is a faithful God.
他应许必与我们同在，在我们所行的事上赐福给我们。
When he promises us, he will promise and he will bless us.
我们要坚定这个信心。
We need to hold firm onto this faith.
就可以得到神所应许。
So that we may receive the blessing of God.
我们唱诗。
Let us sing him.
146首。
147. 46. 146.
接下来我们要一起感谢祷告。
Now we will pray and give thanks to God.
为一位毕先生他重病，我们为他祷告。
Let's pray for Brother D that he has an illness.
是我们信徒的先生。
He's one of our members.
另外有一个慕道者，今天我们去看他。
And another one, there is a true seeker. Today we had visited him.
他也是洗圣的人，一个在洗圣的人。
His
两天要洗一次肾脏，两天要洗。
Oh, he's someone that's on dialysis.
而且他不能吃东西，所以他人很瘦。
He also is not able to eat. He's very fragile.
感谢神呢，因为有机会听到这个福音。
Thank the Lord that he's able to hear the gospel.
他以前是迷信偶像。
In the past, he had believed in idols.
他听了福音，他就忽然想，哎，相信耶稣。
And once he had heard the gospel, he immediately believed in Jesus.
所以他很有信，要来信靠主。
So he is on his way to believe in the Lord.
他说昨天呢，他血压降得很低很低，在加护病房。
So yesterday in his patient room.
哎呀，昏过去了，开始念哈利路亚，哈利路亚，他就血压就恢复正常。
He was about to lose his conscious, but once he had said hallelujah, he regained his conscious.
啊，结果呢，医生就把他今天就到了这个。普通病房。
And so today the doctors were able to give him a normal patient room.
所以我们去看他，看他很高兴。
So today we went to see him. He was very joyful.
他愿意把他的偶像除掉。
He was willing to put away all his idols.
专心靠主。
And focus on believing in the Lord.
信心呢，很单纯。
And this kind of faith is very innocent.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
我们特别为了祷告，以姓刘的先生。
Let us specifically pray for Brother Liu.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray together.